Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Ryan Van Wyk, back with another podcast episode. We're up to 64. About a week ago, I'm usually the last one to find this out, but, we had, Meyer was giving out pay raises to everybody, doesn't matter what department you were in. So basically, I wasn't expecting as high of a pay raise as I got yesterday. Usually, when I got hired last year, the guy told me, okay, your starting pay will be $10 an hour, and then you work your way up. My first pay raise was after 3 months, which was a 20-cent raise. Same thing with the second and third. The pay raise I got yesterday was the highest I have ever gotten since I've been at Meijer. It was almost a dollar raise. It was like 95 cents. So I went from making $10.60 an hour to now making $11.55, which is better, which is good, but I wish that it would have been higher, you know? So I'll take the 95 cent raise anyway. I said, I'm not going to bitch about it. I said, it's more money for me to have to try to save.
I had
spent a couple of days over at my brother's house, which was Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I came back Thursday. My brother's roommate pissed me off, kind of, in a way, because, or actually, I should say my brother's boyfriend, it's actually his gay lover. Anyway, but that's besides the point. He actually begged me and my mom to go out there to celebrate his birthday. So we went out there, and he decides he's going to pick one of the restaurants that we're going to go to. One of the most expensive ones. It was Pepe's Mexican restaurant in their area anyway, because there isn't a whole lot of choices for restaurants. So we went to Pepe's Mexican restaurant in Matteson, Illinois, and the only other choices would have been Subway, Taco Bell, White Castle, McDonald's, Burger King, stuff that I don't give a shit about anyway. I will do Taco Bell only for the Nachos World Ground Day, but other than that, that's not the point. So we had went over there to Pepe's. I ordered, my mother ordered, and my brother ordered. And then we asked my brother's gay lover, are you going to order anything? He says at the time, he's like, no, he's like, I might order in a little bit. He didn't give an estimated time of how long it was going to take for him to order, but he stocked up on those tortilla chips and that salsa stuff. And he must've had like 9 bowls of the salsa and the chips. So after about an hour and a half later, after I get done eating, my mother gets done eating, and my brother gets done eating, this bastard decides he's going to order. I'm like, you fucking asshole. I said, hell, everybody was ready to go, and then we had to wait on his dumb ass to basically, get done eating before we can even leave. And then eventually, I'm not too happy with my fat ass mother and my dumb ass brother, because they canceled the vacation that we were going to go on. I gave my brother two other options of what we can go to. I told him, I'm not happy with you canceling this vacation. I said, you didn't even consult me. I said, next time, fucking talk to me first about canceling this, because I told him we were not going to cancel it. And then my fat-ass mother says, oh, we canceled it. I'm like, yeah. I said, next time you cancel my fucking vacation, you're going to end up in the nursing home. So I told them, I said, I'm not fucking happy with either one of you. I told my mom the next time she cancels my vacation, she's going to get punched in the face. So anyway, there's two other places that we're going to go to, but even they still have their, they still have like a meaning to them. It's just like, I'm not happy with the vacation being canceled. So I told my brother, there's two other options we have. I said, we can do Indiana Dunes, which is a beach in Indiana, or we can go out to South Bend and see the Studebaker Museum. And he wants to go see the Studebaker, which is the Studebaker old-fashioned cars. And he says, oh, I want to see that. And I said, I would too. So that was our other two choices. And I told him, yeah, we could do Indiana Beach, but I don't know how to swim. He's like, stay in the shallow end. I said, I don't think I've ever been to Indiana Dunes anyway. I've never been to Indiana Dunes. But I said, we could give that a try by next year. And he's like, oh, we could go do Star Trek next year. I said, well, not good enough for me. I'm waiting on a couple things. When I was over at my brother's house the other day, we had went shopping at Walmart, and I think I had gotten Jaws. It was right after we got out of Pepe's. I had gotten out of them. I had picked up the Jaws case, and I thought that the Jaws case I picked up had the first three. But it wasn't the first three. It was the second, third, and fourth, and I had to get the first one. I had gotten the Jaws movie, the first one, from Meyer when I got off of work on Friday, and I was watching it, just finished it. Now I had started watching the second one, and I still got the third and fourth one to get through, and then I ordered, I had the first two and the fourth Insidious movie, and I needed to get the third one. I just ordered the third one, so now I'm waiting on it to come in. My fat-ass mother is still waiting on her wheelchair, which we're hoping that it comes in. According to Amazon, they haven't said anything about it being canceled or not, about the order being canceled or not. Hopefully it's not, because we're getting sick and tired of this fucking running around shit. Because we've had tried three different places already trying to get it ordered, and then they kept returning the money saying that they were out of stock. And I did see here that the Cubs beat the St. Louis Cocksuckers yesterday. That's two in a row against the Cocksuckers that they beat them in. Kyle Hendricks got his win yesterday. It was like his eighth win of the year. I think it's here. Let me see. Yeah, Kyle Hendricks got his eighth win of the year, while the guy Gantz got his fourth loss. Jock Peterson for the Cubs is actually starting to heat up a little bit. He's homered in three straight games. And Kyle Hendricks didn't strike out a whole lot of batters yesterday. He only had two, which two batters being struck out in the game is better than nothing. But he usually strikes out usually about five or six. He's not overpowering, but he will strike out batters when he needs to. And speaking of baseball, we did lose a baseball player, I think, yesterday. Baseball player Mudcat Grant has died. He pitched 14 years in baseball. He wasn't an overpowering type pitcher, but he did pitch about 14 years. It was like 1958 to 71. And he had I think his win percentage was like 145 and 119. That's how many wins he had and how many losses. I think he had 145 wins and 119 losses, which is not bad, but not great. And this is kind of funny here. About a year ago, I had applied to White Castle, and they finally got in touch with me. And they asked, would I be interested? I'm like, no. Not right now, because I got a job at Meijer. I'm like, I really don't care about going to White Castle. But just to show you how desperate some of these jobs are, I think the reason why Meijer gave us that high of a raise is because we can't keep nobody, and they're trying to compete with Walmart and Target for the pay. Target's paying $15, and I think Walmart's paying $11.50. So they're trying to compete with them. That's, I think, one of the reasons why they gave me such a big raise. And then because I picked up four books at my job, I'm reading one of them. I think it's called Classic Horror Tales, and one of the they're like short stories, and one of the short stories that takes up the book is called The Turn of the Screw. And that's like a 70, and that's even for a short story, it's 78 pages. So I'm like, well, that takes up most of the book. I haven't gotten that far yet to that part. My brother was talking about quitting his job again because he hates his job at Jewel. I said, well, just write it out. I said, you need the money for one, and not just that. I said, how can you walk away from a job that has a 401k, paid vacation, and holiday pay? I was debating about whether to raise my 401k yesterday, because after I got that 95 cent raise, I was debating, should I raise my 401k? Should I keep it where it's at? I'm already contributing 10%. I'm like, well, do I want to contribute anything higher? And my next two choices are 11% and 12%. And I told my mom, I was thinking about raising, And my mom says, well, leave it where it's at right now because you're going to want some more money in your paycheck anyway. And the more money I put in my 401k, the less I'm going to get in my check anyway after I get back, because they take the money out before taxes, and then you got your taxes that they take out and stuff like that. And then we also just lost, I think, we also lost porn star Dakota Sky. She's a member of the 27 Club now because she was only 27 when she died. It didn't give a cause of death right away, but somebody who knew her had said that she had a history of alcohol and drug abuse. So that could be a factor into why she died. And she just had her 27th birthday back in May. And according to everybody that knows her, she had over 100 different acting credits to her name that were porn credits. Yep. And then I had a couple of trolls on my YouTube channel earlier, but none of them were really intelligent. They weren't doing very good at trolling, but obviously they're still on my channel. I didn't block them, but I probably will later on. But one guy was not very good at trolling anyway. I said he tried to troll, was not very good. He hasn't commented in over an hour because he probably has nothing intelligent to say. And if he does respond back with something later on, it's still probably going to be nothing intelligent. I did put up a video on my YouTube channel about me getting my pay raise, and one guy did congratulate me on getting the pay raise, and I wrote back thanks. It's always good to get those pay raises in, because the more pay raises you get, the more money you have to work with, and the more you could save towards like vacation or anything like that. Now, because of this 95-cent raise, I'm not sure how my taxes are gonna go. I might get more back in taxes now because of that. And I did tell my brother maybe next year when I do my taxes, I'll probably put that towards vacation. And let's see. I don't think that there was anything else that I'm looking at here. Let me see. I think we did lose John Barry, movie director. Basically, that was there was only a couple of things they had listed for him, and that one of them was the TV show Highlander, not a show I've ever seen. I did also pick up when I was at my brother's when I was visiting my brother for the 2 days I was there. I did pick up, not only did I pick up that Jaws series for the second, third, and fourth, I also picked up Knight Rider, the whole series, like the whole four seasons. And you gotta give it up for the guy that's in that show, particularly. I'm not talking about David Hasselhoff, but I'm talking about the guy that did the voice of the car Kit. The guy has been married to his wife since like 1950 or 51, and they're still married to this day. I said that's love right there. The only other people who have ever lasted that long particularly has been Jimmy Carter and Rosalind, and they've been married for 75 years, or coming up on 75 years. I said, if I was to get married and basically last that long, because of my age, I would, in order for me to have an even 70-something year marriage, I would have to be, I would have to get married within the next year or two, which I don't doubt that I will. And I would have to, basically live until I'm like 114 for like a 70 to 80 year marriage to happen. And I know I'm not going to live that long, but if I did, good. If I don't, oh well. Yeah, according to this, Jimmy Carter is going to be 97 in October, but he's been married to his wife Rosalind since 1946. That's like 75 years of marriage. And I did mention to somebody at my job, I said, I wondered if they had because I had mentioned to mom, to some guy at my job, I think his name was Scott, and I said to Scott, I said, well, I wonder if there has been an 80-year marriage ever. And he says, I'm pretty sure there has been. It's just a matter of looking, like, online to try to find that. Yeah, their 75-year wedding anniversary comes up in 3 weeks. I said 75 fucking years, that's too long for me. I did pick up my 290th subscriber on YouTube the other day. Not a lot, but still, it's getting there. That still gives me 710 subscribers that I need before I can get paid and monetize my channel. Let's see. And I didn't realize that Jimmy Carter was married to the, not only is he married to Rosalind, but I was, didn't realize that he was a descendant of the Carter family. Like, his cousin was June Carter, the country singer, so he's descended from all the Carter singers, and I didn't realize that he was until I looked that up. And if you guys want to know what I do in my free time, it's basically watch sports, read, or I watch documentaries on my phone. I just watched a documentary on a painter that I'd never heard of called Diego Velázquez. I only knew about a few painters, but I had just learned more about him now than anything else. So that's kind of good. I said every time you watch a documentary on a certain person, you learn more about somebody every day. And I think it's like within the next week or so. I think it might be next week when my vacation time kicks in. Fast and Furious, I think, on Thursday of next week is supposed to be released in theaters. I want to see it, but I just don't have, I don't know if I'm going to have all the money to go see it anyway. I guess I'll find out when I, if we do go to South Bend and see it. Yeah, my fucking brother kept annoying the fucking shit out of me yesterday because he kept going on about, well, what about the movie theater? I said, well, if we're going to the Studebaker Museum, we're not going for the movie theater. Just like when we go to Starved Rock, he was bitching about how they didn't have TVs in the cabin. I said, well, we're not there to watch TV. I said, we're there to have fun and see the hiking trails and all this other stuff. I said, we're not there to watch TV. Let's see what else we got here. Let's check my tweets and see how much I got up on tweets. I think I just hit my, yep, 4,895th tweet. I said that's not too bad. And now it's going to be 4,896. Yep, there we go. I have 18 people following me on Twitter, so it's not a whole lot. But I am following 109 people. Somebody's asking who is the worst president we've never had. That'd be kind of a hard one. I said, but see, I would have picked Trump as the worst president, but the problem is he put never that we never had at the end. See, I would have gone with Yeah, I would have gone with Trump if he didn't. If the guy didn't put the that we've never had. Yeah, I said obviously I would have gone with Trump as being the worst if it wasn't for the fact that the guy put the president that we've never the worst president we've never had. Somebody put down Barry Goldwater, but I don't know. I might have gone with Marion Barry because I might have gone with Marion Barry as my second choice, only because Marion Barry was a mayor. He smoked crack, got arrested, and then after getting out of jail, the fucking town elected him again as mayor after they knew he smoked crack. I'm like, how fucking stupid. I forget how long ago that was. I might be spelling the name wrong, but I can't make. Yeah, Marion Barry. Let's see, he was a former. Let's try this here. Yeah, he died back in 2014. Damn, that long ago? Man, I didn't realize he was dead. Yeah, he served from 79 to 91, and I think it was in 91 where he smoked crack. He served, I think, 3 to 4 years in jail. He got out, and then they elected him back as mayor. He was the second mayor from 79 to 91, and the fourth mayor from 95 to 99, because the first mayor, I think, was, when he had served, it was Walter Washington, I think, was the first guy. After he got arrested in 91, he was succeeded by Sharon Kelly, and then after he beat Sharon Kelly in 95, he lost in 99 after a four-year stint, of being back as mayor, and then he was defeated by Anthony Williams. Yeah, but I think he was the guy that smoked crack on stage. But let me see. Yeah, he got caught smoking crack in the 90s, and then he was like arrested. Okay, I didn't realize that he only served 6 months. I thought he served longer, but he was only sentenced to 6 months in federal prison. After he was released, he was elected back to the Council of the District of Columbia in 92, and then was elected again as mayor in 95. Dumbasses. Fuck. And also, I just hit, where am I at here? Let's see, 60. I just listened to my 65th podcast episode. I just listened to the 65th podcast episode of Overnight Drive. So that is pretty good. So, every time you listen to a podcast, you start learning more about the people that you listen to. And that you talk to a lot. Because I do talk to Overnight Drive podcast a lot, so it's basically that's how I got some of my exposure is by talking to them. And that's kind of a good thing because the more and more you do stuff, the more you talk with somebody, the more kind of exposure you're getting. And I was teasing. I always tease people. I said, yeah, I did get my pay raise, but I said, but do I really want to work tonight? But because I'm getting that $11.55 an hour, that starts in this paycheck, and then I got to figure out what I'm going to be making. I mean, every week now from my paychecks. And then we're having a high turnover rate at Meijer because everybody keeps quitting or getting fired. I think we had two managers that left yesterday, so now we're down two managers. Two of the managers got two different jobs. Basically, they offer them more money at these other jobs, so they're going to go over there. I think one of the managers is going to a hotel. I don't know what they offered him, but they obviously got to be offering him more money to go over there. The other thing I hated the other day too was because when I was working at Meijer on Tuesday, I think it was last week, Tuesday, that I was there. Yeah, I was there last Tuesday. I was there Tuesday of last week. And Meijer didn't tell me that I was going to be training somebody. They just threw the guy at me and says, oh, you're going to be training him. I hate when they do that because that's like the second or third time they did that to me. And I said, well, the guy that I trained did pretty good. But I just hate when they tell. I just hate when they throw somebody at me and say, oh, you're training them without even giving me a notice. And with the Cubs win yesterday, I'm just noticing this. They're 10 games above 500 now. They're 37-27. Trying to look at other sports news anyway to see what we got. There's not really much on anything except for just baseball and stuff like that because that's the only sport that's really going on right now. But yeah. Let's see here. There is one of my YouTube subscribers. He follows me a lot on YouTube anyway for watching my videos, and he's also a lead singer. I don't know if he's a lead singer in a band, but he's got some videos on YouTube that you could watch. And he was asking, and he says that he's going on tour, and he asked, "Do you want to come to one of my concerts?" And I said, "Well, I said, where do you live at?" Because I said, for one, I don't have a license, so unless you're paying. To get me out there, I said I would have no way of getting out to where you're gonna be at. And I think he said he's in West Virginia, so that's too far for me. Because I used up all my vacation days, I told him you're gonna have to bring the concert out here somewhere, where we can host it at, and I can have to try to get a ride in. I told them, I said, okay, bring it to Maribel. I said, bring it to Maribel. We'll figure out a spot where we can put it at, and then I'll be there. So that's another thing, though, too. Well, you would want to do it at like a bar. Or you would want to do it. Yeah, because if you're ever going to do a concert that has thrash metal, you want to host it at like maybe a bar. Or you want to host it at a place where you know kids aren't going to be at, like a casino. Like on the venue thing. So that's like one of those things that you gotta do. Let's go check this other thing here. Let me go see. I can't believe it's fucking June 13th already. Fuck me. And my birthday is next week, on Wednesday, the 23rd. I don't expect anybody to really care about it, because I know some people don't. I keep getting all these frickin' like messages from like and all that stuff. I even got people trying to recruit me for DoorDash. I'm not interested. For one, because I'm just not, because for one, in order to do DoorDash, you're gonna have a license, and I don't have one. Let's see, birthday people today. We got Jason Mraz. I'm not really a big fan of him, but he's 44. They might have given me the wrong date here. I went too far down. Hold on. Jason Mraz's birthday is next week. Oh, let's see. Chris Evans' birthday is today. Then you got the Olsen twins, Mary Kate and Ashley. Chris Evans is 40. And Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, damn, they're 35 already? Fuck me raw. They're 35. At least the Olsen twins are. Singer DJ Snake is 35. I think I vaguely know a lot of name. Let me see here. I didn't even realize he was from France. Let's see. Oh, damn. Tim Allen is 68. Damn, he's that old already? Yeah, that would make sense. Yep. He was known for his role in the Home Improvement TV show, which I've seen. And then he also did the voice to Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story film series. And then he was also known for playing Santa Claus in the Santa Claus film series. Steve-O, the guy from Jackass, is 47. That's an old show. I don't think it's even on the air anymore. And the last one, Stellan Skarsgård. Damn, he's 70 already. Fuck me. Stellan Skarsgård, 70 years old. He was known for his role in the movie, in the first movie, Thor. And then he was also known for playing in the movie, The Good Will Hunting, which is one of my favorite movies he did. God, but I didn't think he was up there in the age yet. Let's see. But that's basically about it today. So I will be back probably next week for another podcast episode. But yeah. But I am happy I got my raise, so now I get to celebrate. Now I got to calculate my bills and see what I'm going to be making every week now. When it comes to my paychecks. And then because I'm off tomorrow, I'm probably going to be doing some reading and try to get some drive time in, so I can get my hours in for my permit. I already got my permit, but I need to get my hours in for driving. But that's basically about it, though. I guess we'll figure out from there about how I do.